All right, thank you. Yeah, hello everyone. So before I go directly into the Eclipse Smart Home Engine and what we did with it, I want to give you a little bit of context where I'm coming from and how we actually, you know, or how Bosch actually got involved in the Eclipse Smart Home project. So some of you may know the company called Prosist. Prosist was acquired in 2015 by Bosch, and we had a legal merger in July 2016. Prosist was always, let's say, known for being one of the OSDI framework implementers with, let's say, specific focus on embedded devices, like, for example, Kivikon or Deutsche Telekom Smart Home and so on. And we also have a remote management system to manage all these environments. So, Deutsche Telekom, Kivikon was, you know, one of our larger projects. So we provided the gateway software for the Kivikon home base and the remote management system and everything. During the course of the development, Deutsche Telekom decided they also want to open up Kivikon more and make use of Eclipse Smart Home. And that's where we basically got together with Kai and, started developing the automation engine, which is now part of the Kivikon platform. And with our latest release of the Bosch IoT Gateway software, also part of that. All right, so. A little bit about the concept. It's sort of a rule engine, the automation engine, right? So each rule is, let's say, made up of modules. And so we have three different categories. We have triggers, we have conditions, and we have actions. I guess they are sort of self-explaining in itself, but a trigger is something when something specific happens. A rule can have many triggers, and each one of them can basically, trigger to start the rule. Then you have, an example is here, window state changes, right? So then you have also conditions. So when, let's say, a trigger, or when something has triggered something, before you start executing the role as a rule, also the conditions, need to be checked and satisfied. So in this case, it could be, for example, window is open, alarm system is on. Yeah. If both these conditions are met, then the rule gets executed, and then the action is the actual the actual work to turn on the light or start the alarm system, call the police or whatever. So this is basically the response to the actual trigger then. This is sort of how it works, yeah? When, if, then, if you want, right? So when a trigger, when something has been triggered, then you notify the automation engine, it checks, the conditions for the specific rule. When all the conditions are met, then the action is going to start. And if, the execution something, cannot be executed, the rule stops. The module, as I said, so we have modules here, and these modules are independent from each other. They have all input and outputs, and this is basically how they interact with each other. But each module in itself is, independent. So this is the life cycle of the rule. So when you create a rule, it is initialized. Yeah, when you start resolving it, you go into an initialization mode. When it is resolved, you have an idle mode. Yeah, and then you can actually start using this rule. When it started, and it finished, it goes back in the idle mode. And if you don't want to use it any longer, you basically disable it and can also, bring it back to the initialized state. So pretty much like, you know, how OSGI works, I would say. So architecture, so this is how we use it in the Bosch IoT Gateway software. So you have here resource providers for bundle resources, system files, or even third-party providers that you may need to, you know, build your rules or your module types and so on. And then you have here the automation core, as we call it. So here we have the actual rule engine. We have registries for rule templates for the actual rules, module types. I will explain this a little bit later, what this exactly is. So it's actually, let's say, sort of functionality that you don't already have. Yeah. So like, you know, you want to compare conditions, for example, that would be a new module type that you could introduce. So then we have, this is, let's say, part of, or this is part of the Eclipse Smart Home project as well. And here we have some extensions that we did in the Bosch IoT Gateway software, which are related, for example, to our functional items. Functional item is basically our digital twin within the OSGI framework, where we can basically, you know, get resource data, or where we can, you know, do command and control over the devices and so on. Yeah, and then we have some admins, so that we basically, you know, can interact with these, you know, functional items and the rules and so on. Yeah, we have a web service or a REST interface. We'll show this in the following slides, which is also, you know, part of Eclipse Smart Home. We have the OSGI script engine, so it's basically, you know, sort of, you know, that you can build JavaScript with NasOne and use this in here. And the web console is sort of, yeah, a visual user interface. Instead of programming your rules or your triggers and so on, you can actually define this in a UI-based way. So here we have the JSON definitions for the module types. So here you basically define, you know, what bundle resources, system file resources you need. You have the general structure, like, you know, triggers, conditions, and actions. And then you have common module type fields that you basically use for, like, ID, for description, for text, and so on. So it's, I would say, pretty straightforward. We have the same for trigger types, yeah, so you have, you know, ID for the trigger, you can label it, you have a description, and then the name, what type it is, and again, description for the module. Condition types, also here you can basically define new types of conditions, yeah, so we have already predefined a couple of conditions as well as triggers and so on. I will show you the already existing ones later on, but it basically follows the same sort of concept here. So then action type, so yeah, also here, inputs, outputs, yeah, so what, you know, do I need as an input in order to, let's say, start, you know, an action and so on. Then we have a rule defined by modules. So you, as I said, it's all module based. So you can already use existing modules and basically define based on this a new a rule. So, and also with templates, you can basically, you know, reuse existing templates for a new rule as well. So this is how our template could look like. So yeah, so here's, you say basically, you know, this is a trigger, this is, you know, other conditions that need to be met, And this is, you know, what needs to happen, you know, when all the conditions are met. So this is a Java API, and this is, let's say, the Bosch IoT Gateway software specific part here. So this is for the interaction with the functional item. So you can get available rules, you can add new rules, remove existing ones, update existing ones, you can enable, disable them, and you can, you know, execute them. And the same for module types and for rule template admin. So there's also a Java SPI. So here you can, you know, basically, you know, collect, or you can get all the available rules, and you can, you know, add or remove rules here. And the same basically for the module types. So the template provider works the same way. So you see there's a lot of similarities here. So I don't go into the detail here. We have also a REST API, and so here you basically see, you know, you can return, get rules, returns all the registered rule instances. You can add new rules and so on, just using the REST API basically, instead of the JSON. Same for module types, and again for rule templates. And then we, as I said, we already have built-in module types. So this is, for example, for triggers. Yeah. So repeating time. So it's actually, you know, time you define when this, you know, trigger should start a rule. Can be event-based. Can be based on the sun position. I don't know who did this one, but I guess there is a use case for this. Probably, but yeah, I'm just, you know, it seems sort of strange to me. But anyway, so when a property changes, or when an you know, operation has been executed. So these are basically all potential trigger module types. For conditions, similar here, you know, repeating time can be one condition, sun position can be one condition, an item property, or when a script, you know, satisfies, you know, the return value true. Yeah? Then actions, so here you can set a property, you can invoke an operation, and you can start a predefined script. And again, this is all modular. You can, you know, define for each of the yeah, categories your own module types. So, and we use in our framework the Apache web console a lot. So we use this, you know, basically locally in the framework to change, for example, configurations, to deploy new bundles locally, or to uninstall them, all these things. And we also use this basically, as I mentioned before, to, let's say, work with the automation engine. So here you have the list of rules. You can basically see their ID, their name, their status, the tags, and the description. And you can, you know, filter them accordingly. And you can also, for example, add new rules here. And this basically looks then like this here. Yeah. Yeah. So you have here, you know, the information you have to provide, like UID, name, etc., etc. And then you can also basically, you know, add new triggers, conditions, actions that make up this new rule. So here you see, you could, you know, here you see some triggers that are already predefined. In this case, we take the time of day trigger. You see here, and then you can basically say here, you know, what time the trigger should actually be, you know, executed. So, and then you can add the conditions, yeah? So as I said, there are conditions that need to be satisfied. You can basically here define the condition, yeah? The module type for it, what output you expect, yeah? And the value it should meet, yeah? And then you basically, let's say, have defined your rule if you want. And this is just to show that there are, let's say, other things you can work with, like the module types and rule templates. You also have here the list of module types with their names and you know what type of category they are, like if it's for example action, condition, trigger. And also here you can sort of define new ones, you can edit existing ones. And I don't go into the details here because it works similar, to the, with the trigger or with the rules as I was showing it before. And then there is also the rule templates menu. Also here, you see the list, and also here you can, basically filter it again. You have the description, you can add new ones, you can edit existing ones, and so on. Right, so I wanted to bring a demo, but unfortunately, because of my travel schedule, I was not able to do that. But you find, let's say, demos in our manual. They are not very exciting, that's why I didn't want to show them here. Yeah? So they, but there are demos to basically work with it. And there's obviously also information on the Eclipse Smart Home documentation site. So I think, so this is one thing I wanted to bring up. I don't know if anybody from you knows Bosch Connected World. That's a conference we organize annually. It's happening in Berlin. Next year it's going to be in May 15 and 16. And we also co-organize a hackathon. And you can see here, this is the hackathon area. Last year we had about 800, hackathon participants, so it's quite huge. We also split it in different areas, like for example, Industry 4.0, logistics, and so on. And it's, let's say, for participants, free of charge. So if you're interested in this, you can apply, and basically, somebody will select who gets access. But so anyway, if you're interested, go to the website. You will find more information there. And I guess that's it from my side for now.
Thank you very much, Kai. Nice to see that stuff from Eclipse Smart Home is also used at other places than OpenHub, so that's a very good thing.
Yeah, maybe one thing I should mention, so I mean, since I just said, we have it now in the Bosch IoT Gateway software, so we now also try to, convince our existing customers like Devolo and so on, right? Bosch Jäger, you name it, to basically adopt also, to migrate to the new version, right? And then also use the Eclipse Smart Home automation engine, basically.
I hope it doesn't need much
convincing. I don't think so, but.
Okay, questions? Yeah.
All right.
One over there.
Hi, you showed the example using the web console to program and stuff. Can you, but if you want to deploy it to systems, is how do you deliver the predefined rules, or how do you manage that? Is it like through configuration admin or something, or how do they, how does that get provisioned?
Yeah, so it's so that we our remote manager, right? So we can basically we have like a repository there, and then we can deploy those rules through the remote manager to in the field if you want, right? So using then also the standard services like config admin, etc.
Okay, any further question? Patrick?
How would you describe the state of the documentation?
Which documentation? So I think, so on the Bosch IoT Gateway side, I was, checking it out, over the weekend. It looks pretty good. There are also demos. I think that's pretty good. I also checked the Eclipse Smart Home documentation. That's, let's say, maybe not so detailed, but still I think, it shows you, basically what you can do with it, right? So with examples and so on.
And what about the old rule engine, that text-based rule engine? Is this to be phased out, or I don't know, how does the new version compare to the old version in terms of, is it better in performance, or?
Do you mean now the Eclipse Smart Home?
I guess that question is rather addressed to me than
to you. That's why I'm asking, exactly, right.
But as it's not my talk, I don't have to answer, right? No, Kai and Kai, it just doesn't matter who answers, right? The clear plan is to deprecate the old rule engine and only deploy the new one, also in OpenHub as the main one. The major missing part to do that step is to support the existing Xtext, Xbase rule DSL files, because obviously we don't want to break all OpenHub instances out there and say, well, just throw them away and now do them somehow completely different, all your rules. So the idea there is that we simply plug into this new rule engine actions and triggers, which are then referring to the Xbase interpreter and some rule parser that reads the files as they are and splits them up into trigger probably no conditions, because that really doesn't exist in the textual files, but in triggers and actions, and creates rules from these files. And once this is implemented, then I think we can deprecate the old rule engine and really base everything on the new one. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. So
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.